So, it's all over. It's all over bar the actual implementation of these big ideas. What have you just been doing?
Interesting, pulling groups together from different areas and really throwing their ideas together. And you had some academics in there, you had people who were doing real jobs, you had some intellectuals there.
Academics and people doing real jobs?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's... So you know I'm one of those people that does a real job. Now, it's always interesting getting people from different backgrounds together to put their ideas down. Slight reticence at first, but once it got moving, it was good. And there's some interesting ideas coming out. One of my favourite ones was...
So what was the title of this, though?
This was The Future of the Web. And one of the questions was, what will determine the future of the web? And one of the answers was Death of a Generation, which I thought was pretty cool.
Which, I guess, a lot of early adopters get a little bit frustrated by the slow uptake from people at the moment, but I don't think there's any reason why we shouldn't be educating, those, you've got the whole digital native and...
We had a discussion here at one of the tables, and it was this. We probably represent only 3% of the population in the take-up of a lot of these technologies, and it's only when it's embraced by at least 70% of the population that does it then become mainstream.
Do you think we'll be able to keep up fast enough with the future of the web, or people will they just be born into the new innovations when we're too old to be able to get our head around the tech?
Well, take it if it's driven from the kids up, I've got a 17-year-old who is working on 5 devices at once and he's getting straight A's, so something is right, The older generation, those that have embraced it, are really enjoying it, but there's a whole raft of people who are simply not getting involved, and they're the losers.
Is it not more about accessibility? Do you think the future of the web, in so many ways, is going to be dependent on how many barriers there are to us adopting this and making it? I mean, I've got some applications at the moment which look revolutionary. The way that Vodafone 360 is talking about linking together everybody's social networks in some cloud system so that you're going to be able to migrate your network wherever you go. I guess in some intents and purposes, data portability. But unless everybody's on it, it's no good.
That's true.
Got to be in it to win it.
You do. Well, take it back to the story of the fax machine. The first person that bought a fax machine had to wait for somebody else to buy a fax machine before they could read a fax. Now, Twitter's been around a long time. I mean, I've been on Twitter maybe 4 or 5 years.
3 years, I think. So that's how old it is. It feels like every tweet lasts a week.
Oh, my God, yeah. Is it really? But I remember on Twitter when you had the screensaver that was a globe, yeah, and you could see when people were tweeting and online. It's, God, it seems longer than that, my God. Mm. But, I think that it's got to be a real benefit for people to use it. And, in our, in the circles that we mix, the digital circles, we love it. Of course we do. But outside of that, people say, well, what the hell are you doing? It doesn't affect my life daily.
I see what you mean, though, when you do say, the death of a generation. It might only be a few years when suddenly the percentage leaps as to how many people are users of new technologies.
Well, there's the generation that's coming up now, they've never been without it. It's it's part and parcel of it. And it's interesting that the government have decided that it's going to become a utility.
Well, what, the Korean government or us? I mean, I'm moving for 1,000 meg because I don't get a meg.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. 2 meg is the standard. It's not. I wanted.
Although right now, I can feel 100 meg coursing through our veins, which is quite nice.
Well, let's hope so. But you're right. Let's all move to Korea, It'd be a career move.
Not bad. So what's happening the rest of the day? What have you got planned?
Going to go and put my feet up, have a bath. No, what we're doing is they're collating all the information together now. They're going to sift through it, put it forward to Mega Turtle tomorrow. So
Mega Turtle tomorrow. And don't forget, 3D disco tonight. I think that might be secret.
Well, have we got to wear glasses and stuff?
I don't know. I can't remember ever going to a 2D disco.
Yeah, TD. Well, my company's T3D, so clearly I should know something about it, and I don't.
Well, we'll be able to judge that by the style of your 3D dancing later on. Thanks a lot.
I'll cut a few shapes for you.